Okay, thanks for joining for the weekly Thursday night Parsha Shir, studying the commentary of the Netziv on Parsha Lech Lecha. Let's begin with the beginning from the Pasuk, the words Va'agadlo Shemecha, right? The very, very beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha Miladcha Ve'escha L'goy Gadol, I'm going to make you a great nation. Va'avarecha Va'agadlo Shemecha, I'm going to make your name great. How does the Netziv understand? What does it mean that Hashem is going to make Avram's name great? Afilu mi shelo haya be'emunaso lavros Hashem ha-miyuchad. Even someone who's not going to buy into Avram Avinu's religion to serve Hashem all the way, nevertheless, lo yikmo shari emunos shonos dechol kas mevaze umakchish umaktin emuna hashnia. Usually when it comes to religions, if I don't observe your religion and you don't observe my religion, usually I gotta put down and make fun of your religion, and you gotta put down and make fun of my religion. When Hashem promised Avraham Avinu Va'agadla Shemecha, He was promising him that in the merit of Avraham Avinu's emuna, people are going to respect him so much, they're going to respect his Yiddishkeit so much, that even though they're going to not buy into it and disagree with it, they're still going to respect it. Now, again, I guess the jury's out about whether you think the nations of the world nowadays respect Judaism or they don't respect Judaism. I don't know what you're going to say about that. Certainly some of them do, some of them don't. Probably most of them don't. But Va'agadla Shemecha, Avalo came to Emunas Avram. See, I don't know if the Netziv is saying this just about Avram or about Judaism in general. Avalo came to Emunas Avram. Da'afil mishlo yirtze lamud be'amunaso. Even someone who's not going to want to buy into his religion, they're still going to have a healthy respect. They're going to see Avram's emuna b'Hashem, and they're going to see it's such an amazing, incredible thing. Ella, however, it requires Ella she'tuna precious mitaiva. Listen, you wanna be a Jew, you have to be porish from your taivas. So everyone's going to have respect for Judaism. People just aren't going to want to be porish from their taivas. So his name was going to be great, that he was zocher to do that. People are going to say, whoa, you really do that stuff? You really abstain from, like, you know, from all those things you're not allowed to do? You don't have a ham sandwich and you don't have this. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. So again, I don't know if he's, I would like to think that the Netziv is talking about Yiddishkeit in general, that that Klal Yisrael is respected for taking the high road, for being Prushim. And in a lot of the world, the Jewish people are respected. Unfortunately, there's also a lot of anti-Semitism, so we're not respected everywhere, but it could be even the anti-Semitism, they have a respect for the Yiddishkeit. They're jealous of it, and that causes them to be nasty about it. But it's not like they don't hold that it's a davar gadol ma'od. Let's continue. Veheye bracha. Those are the next two words in the pasuk. Sheyavo bnei adam lizbarach mimcha. Whoa. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, the world is going to come to you for blessings. Really? So we see, according to the Netziv, it's a very, very, very ancient custom to take your kid to a rabbi to get blessed. It sounds like the Netziv holds there is something to that. You know, before my kids' bar mitzvahs, I took them to Gedolim, right? It's good to get a bracha. So the Netziv says, that's what it means. Hashem says, I mean, ve'ye bracha. I'm going to make your name great, and that will be a blessing. He says, kemo hayom. If somebody's sick, ye'lech etzel chacham. Wow. If you have somebody sick in the house, you should go to a chacham who's going to daven for your kid who's sick. The sick person should daven for himself, and clearly a parent should daven for the sick child, but apparently that's not enough. You're supposed to go to a chacham. You want to have somebody daven because a tzaddik has koach hatfilah. One rabbi once told me, I was at a bris this morning, one rabbi once told me that every time you go to a bris, when the baby starts to cry, that's a tremendous ace ratzon for tefillah, when the baby starts to cry. actually Perlstein, the famous Meir, you know, the one who goes, Ois Beris Kodesh, you know that guy, Perlstein? So when Perlstein, when he always says, the time when the baby's crying is a big Eis Ratzon for tefillah. So every time the baby starts crying, I start davening. Because it's a big, because the baby is being Moser Nefesh. By the way, in other news, when the baby cries, it's not because he sees the knife. It's not because he even feels the knife. The knife is not so painful to the baby. You know what's painful to the baby? When you hold its legs down, that the baby gets nuts. It's the holding. People think it's the knife. The baby doesn't even feel the incision. It's like you taking a flu shot. The baby doesn't feel anything. It's the holding the baby. That's just stomp, so you shouldn't go crazy when you hear the baby screaming. It's very healthy when the baby screams. He's not nervous about the knife. He's nervous about holding the legs down. But anyway, that's just stomp, a public service announcement. But it's an Eis Ratzon for tefillah. So because when a baby is being Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Bris Milah, that gives a tremendous koach hatfila. A tzaddik who's filled up with mitzvahs, he's filled up with Yerushalayim mitzvahs, he has a big koach hatfila. So if you have a chola in your house, you're supposed to go to a tzaddik and ask him to daven for the chola. Mikol shekein Avram, shahu margolios tluya betzavaro, hainu shahisa tfilaso zaka umekubelis. That Avram's prayer was pure, it was zaka, and it was accepted. So veheye bracha means people are going to come to you for brachas, Avram Avinu. A bracha of a tzaddik, have a tzaddik daven for you, that's worth something, says the Netziv. Okay, let's continue. Oh, now the next piece is a vintage Netziv piece. If you only join the shiur for the next piece, it's worth it. It's worth it for the next piece. The next piece is vintage Netziv. Let's do it together. Vintage Netziv. Here we go. Says the Netziv, Visarai Ashes Avram. Right. Sarah, the wife of Avram, didn't have kids. Says the Netziv, whom you tar. These words, Eishes Avram, are extra. You don't think Sarah was great enough to merit the miracle of having children? It was because she was Avram's wife? Really? That's why? Because Eishes Avram? What, Sarah didn't have her own Zechusim? Achein, Omer Lach Klal, Tovin Oso, B'chol Pashos Habos, B'sefer Ayashos Av Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Okay, so the Netziv is saying the words I'm about to say are an introduction to all the next couple of parshios, an introduction to everything. The words I'm about to say are an introduction to all of the next couple of parshios. Very important to hear all of the Netziv's words here. This is basically like an introduction to the whole Sefer Bereishis right here. Look what he says so beautifully. He says the Netziv, So the Netziv teaches us here, there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says the world stands on three legs, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And the Netziv is teaching us here that Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim give a person three special powers from the Ribono Shlom. Each of them gives us a different power, what he calls hashgacha pratis. Each of them causes us to merit a different type of hashgacha pratis. Look what he says. V'chalechem em b'skul hashgacha b'prat echad. Hainu, Torah nikres cherev. Torah gives a person power. Physical power and spiritual power. Physical power to win wars, and spiritual power to win the war with the Yetzer Hara, that comes from Torah. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Look what he says. Kimodich Siv, Chagor Charbacha Al Yerech V'Gomer, Upirshu B'Shabes Dav Samach. I think that's what that stands for. Hahu B'Divrei Torah Siv, a pasuk. Chagor Charbacha, I didn't have a chance to look it up. That's talking about Divrei Torah. V'hu bal yos klei milchama l'nosa'av. Torah is a weapon for the one who holds it. Neged kol minei milchama. Hein milchames tenufa, o milchames yetzer hara. Whether it be, I don't know what he means by milchames tenufa, but I think he means a physical war. Maybe those of you, I got to look at the Netziv inside here, because my digital version, I don't think has it all right. But whatever it is, you get the idea. And whether it be a physical war, hey, milchemes tenufa, whether it be a physical war, let's read it inside for a second, or it's a milchemes hayetzer, yetzahara, o milchemes cholaim umusarim, whether it means if you have an illness because you're someone sick. If someone's sick, what's the best method to help someone who's sick? The study of Torah. By the way, you know why we say Tehillim when somebody's sick? Nobody knows this. Nobody in the world knows this. You know why we say Tehillim when somebody's sick? Because you're supposed to study Torah when somebody's sick. It's not like Tehillim has a special power. I mean, after all the years that Klal Yisrael has been saying Tehillim, probably Tehillim has a special power. But it's any limud haTorah that you do in the merit of the, that's what the Netziv is saying over here. They're just, the custom became that Tehillim is the thing that we say. But if you just like Zug Tehillim, you don't know what you're saying. Okay, it's still helpful because you're saying the words of Torah. But it's the study of Torah that helps. That helps. That's what he says. Or Yisurim. Kasher Yuvar Od Lahalon Chavav Hey. Take a look later on Perak Chavav Pasuk Hey. That's why the Torah is called Mishmeres. Let me look up that pasuk. Chavav Hey, what does it say there? Chavav Hey, it says, Ekev asher shoma Avram Makoli, vayishmor mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai toroisai. The Torah is mishmarti, is Mishmeres, it protects. So Torah gives a person koichas. Avoda, this we already had, I think it was in Bereishis or Noach, I forget already. Mordechai will probably remember. But Avoda mevia parnasa, remember? What was it? It was chuki, right? Chok, parnasa. Avoda mevia parnasa lolam. Oh, like I wrote Lael Beis Hay, must have been Bereishis, okay? Beis Hay, what was that? Beis Hay, we had it, we learned it together. What did he say in Beis Hay? You think I remember? I don't remember anything. Right. Because there weren't people to daven for it. So the stuff didn't grow. Because Avoda, Karbanos, Tfila, that gives the koach of Parnasa. Gemilas Chasadim, Noitzer Shalom. And Gemilas Chasadim causes there to be peace in the world. Nebuch, I went to a Levaya today of a young man. When I say young, he was 70, a young man. Really a special person. Such a Baal Chesed. A tremendous, tremendous Baal Chesed. Tremendous. He was a big Baal Gemilas Chasadim. So everywhere he went, he carried peace. He made peace between people. Because if you're always involved in Chesed, so everyone knows, everyone's going to listen to you. You're going to be able to make peace. Gemilas Chasadim notes Hashalom. Kemoshin is bar resh parshas Noach. Baharchev davar. Uvechama mekoimus. Hine od yivor shakadosh baruch hu b'snar bash chasa b'shnei afanim. Pam b'derech hateva. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world b'derech hateva. Uvesi mesayin lohosev hateva l'merkaz ha-rotzon. Upam b'derech teferes tamala me'hateva. Mamish. V'zeh toli b'koach ha-mekabel. It all depends on how you want to accept Hashem's hashkacha. But also, panim she'adam is halach fnei Hashem, the same way that you walk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach hashkacha ma'betas olav, b'zeh panim. The way you interact with Hashem, that's the way Hashem looks at you. Me'ata yesh l'das od. Da'av agav she'avos shloshten osku b'shloshes amudei hashkacha elu. Even though all three of the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of them learn Torah, all of them did tefillah, and all of them did chesed. However, says the Netziv, each of them specialized in one of the three, and it's not what you would have thought. If you're asking me, I would have gotten Yitzchak Tefillah. I would have gotten Yitzchak Tefillah. I would have gotten that one. But I would have said Avram was Chesed, and Yaakov was Torah. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Aholim. That's what I would have said. The Netziv says, no, it's not that way. Netziv has a different shot. Says the Netziv, each of them, Kolachem and Hitztayin Ba'mud Achad, Avram B'Torah, Shorish Nechalios Omel B'Shkeidasa, Kashiwa Pasa Vayishma Mishmarti, like the Pasak I just read. Avram learned the Kol HaTorah Kula. Uchadisa Bavodazara Daf Ches, the Shnei Alofim Torah has Chaloso Me'ez Shaya Avram Vina Ben Nun Beis. When Avram Vina was 52 years old, that's when the 2,000 years of Torah began. Right, the first 2,000 years, right? The first 2,000 years of the world was Tohu, because there was no Torah. When Avram hit 52, that was the first, right? Avram was born in the year 1948. Avram was born in the year 1948 of the world, 1948. Sounds familiar? Avram was born in 1948. So when Avram hit 52, the world was 2,000 years old. That was the end of the 2,000 years of Tohu, of emptiness, meaning emptiness without Torah. So Torah started in Avram when he hit 52. V'isa b'rabbah, and it states in the Medrash Rabbah, Shahaya b'chol laila, it says in the Medrash that Avram every night, Yoshev v'hoge u'ma'ayin adju kil Yosef novos Torah. His kidneys bled Torah. That's what it says in the Medrash. Avram used to sit and learn Torah all night. U'mishav hachi, avagav shahaya mushkach b'parnasa, even though Avram Avinu also got a heavy dosage of good parnasa, u'vishalom v'kavod, and he had a lot of peace in the world. People respected him. He was a peaceful guy. Mikol makom, kol ha-sipurim bo sheba b'koach ha-cherev, lahakos kol kama b'derech nifla. All the stories in the Bereishis is about Avram winning wars. He beat the four kings. Who beat the five kings? Yitzchak hitztayin ba'avoida. Yitzchak, his special, extra special midah was in davening. Oyla Tamima, he was a carbon. Yitzchak was a carbon. So he's the epitome of Avoida. Uvialkat Pasha Shlach, Isa Shah Yitzchak Shakua Tamid Bitfila, Shibimakum Avoda. Alkin Bo Kalasmir Staiba Ashkahala Biparnasak. That's why we're going to learn, and Pasha's told us, Yitzchak, he was blessed with Mea Sha'arim. He was blessed with Parnasa. He was bred blessed with the wells. They kept on making more and more wells. Yaakov etzayin gemilas chasadon lamala miteva ha'adam. K'mo bovin shmiras tzon lavan. He went out of his way to watch Lavan's sheep. And I'm going to explain that in Parshas Vayetze. Al kein etzayin shalom b'netziras shalom lamala me'ateva. He was protected from Esav. He was protected from Lavan. He had an extra special shalom protection, says the Netziv. He had protection. He didn't go to war against Esav. He didn't go to war against Lavan. He just had this like cocoon of protection because he was a goymel chasadim. Wow. Wow. V'ayin v'sefer shmos gimel vav od b'zaharbe. V'chazal rov v'zbonu al kozev amru b'psachim daf peches. Avram v'inu karo lahar abayis mokam ashkasaz isbar ahar. Avram called Har HaBayis a Har. Yitzchak called it a Sade, and Yaakov called it a Bayis. So it's a mountain which helps you win the war, like the Golan Heights. Yitzchak saw a Parnassa, so he called it Sade, because that's where you get Parnassa from. And Yaakov called it a Bayis, which is Shalom Bayis. Wow. Now, what does all this have to do with meriting Sarah? How did he start with this whole thing? Eishes Avram. So, right. This was talking about the whole parsha with Paro. Right? Right? So, the pasuk says, Vayinagashem Sarah Nagarim that, oh, right, that I was the wrong, I had the wrong pasuk in the beginning. Hashem caused Paro, terrible place, because Paro stole Sarai. Why did Hashem cause Paro the plagues? Aldavar Sarai, Eshes Avram. So the Netziv asked, what do you mean? He only caused plagues because Sarah was Avram's wife? What about the fact that Sarah was a chush of a lady herself? Says the Netziv, look at the beautiful end over here. Noshav l'migayon, debishvil Sarah, evshel ha'atza b'limigayim. Avoshushayish Avram ba'amalach b'nigayim l'hakos. Says the Netziv, God would have saved Sarah from her own merit. But why did God send an angel to smack Paro over the head, to smack him, that he shouldn't touch Sarah? The smacking came from the merit of whom? Avram. Because Avram has the koach of Torah, the koach of Cherev, the koach of Milchama, and therefore the Malach who smacked Paro over the head, that was Ashes Avram. That was because she was Ashes Avram. Yeah, God would have saved her anyway, but saving her with a war, that was specifically in the merit of Avram Avinu. Wow. What an itziv. So Torah gives a person the koach to fight, the koach of strength, the physical, spiritual strength, the koach to fight illness, the koach to fight Yisurim, the koach to fight Yetzirah. That comes from Torah. That's what Avram Avinu had, a special ability. Wow. And by the way, he continues. Ah, in the war against the fire, what does it say? Vayorak eschanichav. What did Avram do to prepare his students? Who did he take in the battle? His students, what did he do with them? Says the Netziv. Benedarim daflam and beis ikka amanda meshehorika b'divrei Torah. How did Avram Avinu prepare his students for battle? He didn't teach him like, you know, okay, you go on the left flank and you go on the right flank and you'll get him from the back flank. He didn't take him to West Point Military Academy and teach him how to fight. What did he do? He sat and gave him a shear. That's the way he prepared him for battle. He gave him a shear. It's a Gemara Nedarim, Lamed Beis. Who Pella says that it's a Mazeh Shel Divrei Torah. Before you go out to battle, that's the time to sit and have a shear. Go get him, do wind sprints. Go get him, do suicides. Get him to lift weights. What are you telling him, Divrei Torah? Aval Inu Kamoshka Safti Lael. The Zuchus HaTorah Hi Cherev. What's Shin Yud? I got to look at it in the original. The Zuchus HaTorah. Hold on one second. Vayorak Eschanichav. I don't know what Shin Yud stands for. Hashem Yizbarach. I don't know. The Zuchus HaTorah Hu Cherev. I don't know. With the zchus of the learning Torah that they learned before battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to win the war. V'locham, he fought on behalf of Avram Avinu. Wow. Alkein kol sha'am mulchama kveda. If it's a harder war, yesh lahamig yoseh b'halacha u'lishanin es acherev. You have to learn the halacha more deeply and sharpen your sword that way. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. Now the next piece is very, very difficult. It was very deep. I didn't fully understand it, so we're going to skip it. But maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll go back to it if we have time. Something tells me I'm not going to have time. Let's see. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, beautiful. Let's skip to, okay, so Avram Avinu is asking for children. He says, you know, Hainli lona sata zera, v'hine ben besi oreshosi. So Hashem takes him out, says, go count the stars. Imtucha lispar osim. Go count the stars. Why do you tell him to count the stars? Says the Netziv, why do you tell him to count the stars? Didn't Hashem already promise him that his children are going to be as many as the dust of the earth? Now, if his kids are already going to be as many as the dust of the earth, why does he have to count the stars? Loi bishvil ribo yiftichu kan. He wasn't telling him because of how many stars there are. Shari kfar himsho ribo yizaro la'afar aretz. Your children are going to be as many as the particles of dust on the earth. I think that was probably enough kids for Avraham Avinu. Ela hosef kan shiharbe anshei mala sheyayu kekoy chavim. He said, not only are the Jewish people going to be many like the dust of the earth, but they're also going to shine. The Jewish people are going to shine like the stars. They're going to be many, many, many special, special Jews who are going to study Torah, and they're going to be great. They're going to be Balei Chesed. They're going to shine. Like, unfortunately, this fellow who's Levi I went to today was a shining Jew. He was like no other Jew I ever knew, this person who passed away. Like no other Jew I ever knew. Just a different kind of a guy. He davened Erlich. He was a tremendous Baal Chesed. He loved to learn. By the way, hold on a second. You guys who are on the shiur here now, those of you who were in my shiur on Parsha, you know this guy who passed away today. You know this guy. Because when I was giving my Parsha shiur, I think it was the year we were studying Rav Soloveitchik. I think it was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever that was. There was a guy who used to come onto the shiur, and you'll remember this because he always used to, at the end of the shiur, if you remember, there was a guy in the shiur on the Zoom. This was on Zoom. This was a year ago. This is the beginning of COVID. Beginning of COVID. He used to come on my shiur, and then at the end, he used to say a Dvar Torah, he used to say a Ha'ara. Let me just see if anybody remembers this guy. Who remembers? Do you remember there was a guy at the end of the shiur? Gavi, you remember? There was a guy who used to come on to the shiur at the end of the shiur. He used to add Divrei Torah. Olav Hashalom. It's so upsetting. Barry Gavron. Yeah. Barry Gavron. He was nifter yesterday. Terrible, terrible. Young guy. He used to come on to the end of the shiur. He would come on the shiur. If you remember, Gavi remembers. Probably maybe some. So, you know, at Nebuch, so he was such a, like a Jew, like I didn't know, like so much Herzlichkeit for davening, like a Herzlichkeit for learning. He loved it. Apparently he learned like hours a day. He hired a guy to learn 1 hour a day with him. He learned 6 hours a day with the guy. 6 hours a day. Like a Herzlichkeit. Anyway, so this is who the Netziv is talking about. A Jew who shines. That's why he said, look at the stars. Because not only are you going to have enough children that are kechol ayam, okay, they're going to be like dust of the earth. They're going to shine like stars. Avraham was afraid, if you only promise me they're going to be like the dust of the earth, okay, I'll have a lot of them, but maybe they're going to be like dust. They're going to be like dust. They're going to be pchusei erech. Hashem said to them, no, they're not. They're going to be as many as the dust, but they're going to shine like stars. They're going to shine like stars. And look, the next piece, he says the same thing. Next piece. Im tucha lispar oisam. The avagav sheyesh b'chol umasa oilam. Anshe mala umi'irim la'amam kikoy chavim. Avagav sheyesh b'chol umasa oilam. Anshe mala umi'irim la'amam kikoy chavim. Even though the Goyim have a lot of Anshei Mila who shine like the stars, Avol Ma'at Hayu Oz Lefi Erech HaHamon. But the numbers don't match up. By the Goyim, it doesn't match up. There's millions and millions. The Goyim also have people who shine. But the numbers, the percentages, are not nearly the same, the Netziv says. Mash'enkin Zera Avram Yesh G'doyle Mala Yosem Me'erech HaHamon. Kamosha Kosafti B'Sefer Dvarim Ala Pasach. Hashem doesn't want you because there's so many of you. Percentage-wise, there's so many shining, special shining Jews. So many special shining Jews. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham he's going to have so many children that are going to shine. Okay. Now, we get to, there's two last pieces here, which are just unbelievable. But they're long. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of them. I have to give you the shortened version of the two last pieces here. Shortened version. First of all, so So by the Bris Bein Absarim, so Avraham Avinu says something which appears to be chutzpedik. The Netziv does not view it as chutzpedik at all, and the Torah doesn't really view it as chutzpedik. The Gemara has one opinion, says it was chutzpedik, but the Torah, if you read the Pesukim, there's no indication that it was chutzpedik at all, and the Netziv goes with that pshat, right? So what am I talking about? Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, "Ani Hashem Asher Tzisichem Yerakazdim, Lo Seis Lachos Aretz Azuz Lerishta." Vayomar. I'm going to say the pasuk with Hashem's name. I'm going to say the whole pasuk. Listen to what he said. Vayomar, Adonai Elohim, Bama Eda Ki Irashana. Now, there's the Netziv in the regular commentary says very little about this, but in the Harach of Dover he says a Mayridika Pshat. It's a little bit long, so you're going to have to hold on for it. Here we go. I'm going to try to say it quickly. Hashem Elokim, b'mayida, b'eizah davar hi misugeles b'yichud mishar aratzos, achetipol aleh Hashem Yerusha, dafka, lizari'i, mishem shem gamkin misugolam b'yichud b'oysa skula mikol umas ha'olam. So the Netziv understands the kasha in a very, very interesting way. He says, what is the unique, what Avraham Avinu was asking, Bama Eda Ki Irashana? How am I going to know? In what way is Eretz Yisrael so special that my children that are so special that are going to be uniquely gifted to match up with Eretz Yisrael? That's the way the Netziv understands the Kasha. And what's the answer? B'zchus HaKarbanos, because Eretz Yisrael is going to have the Beis HaMikdash and it's going to be that special place for my Shechina, that's why your special Klal Yisrael is going to be Zochet. That's the way the Netziv understands the Kash and the Teretz. But you got to look at the Harach of Dover. Oh, V'hine, I'm going to try to say it quickly. Let me share the screen with you. Sorry, one second. Let me share the screen with you because you got to look at the Harach of Dover inside. Okay, can you see it now in front of you? Can you see it? Hashem Elokim, you see it? Yeah, you got it? Okay, I know it's a little small. Maybe next week I'll make it a little bigger. As we get older, no, we can't read any of this. Okay. V'hinei b'brachos sham Isa. Gemara and brachos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishim Rav Shimba Yechai. Miyom shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'ayom lahoy adam shakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu adon? Ad shabar avim v'kar adon. Shemar v'yomar Hashem Elokim b'mayidah ki yirashena. He quotes this pasuk. Hashem Elokim. Wow. Avraham Avinu called Hashem adon. But there's an obvious problem. Avraham Avinu called Hashem Adon before this, six psukim ago. Look, six psukim earlier, he called him also Adon. And many other times. Amar Rabbi Yochanan af Daniel onel b'shul Avraham shneimar v'ata shma alkenil laman Ado. And then noi, laman achayim ba'ele el laman Avraham shekaru Adon. V'kfa hikshu at Toysis in Brachos, asks Toysis in Brachos, amay lamay sekar kodem Hashem Elokim mati teim li. Aleph dal nun yud. When he wanted a kid, he said, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Umnum. So basically, let me tell you the Netziv's answer outside. He says there's two types of Adon. There's one Adon where HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the rules of nature. For a 99-year-old man to have a kid and an 89-year-old woman to have a kid together, that's a different kind of Adonus. That's an Adon, a powerful Adon that Avraham Avinu was asking was, Hashem, you got to break nature for me. Break nature, lamalam and ateva. That wasn't such a chiddush. Wow, lamalam and ateva. Let's read a little bit. Uvaze Hashem al zeh. She spoke mishana leprechem alichas ateva. Ka'odon al shalo. She mishana letzorach shah. Hanhaga re'ila shemas labodim. Shemachi kosev benefilas avram al stom. Shem alf dal nun yud. Right? Where Avraham Avinu defeated Sdom, it said Aleph Dal Nun Yud, because that was Shelo Kederach Hateva. Chayin by Abimelech Adon. Mashenkin Loshan Amikud Dixiv Berugalim. Shalosh Pamashne Yerkol Zra El Pnei Ha Adon. That's not miraculous. El Hisbarech Begidule Ashana Begimul Regalim. Shein Rosh Hashana Al Atvu Av Al Aperos Ilan. Says the Netziv, sometimes we ask the Adon not to do things shelo kederach hateva, but we feel so close to the Adon that we don't want to go to his assistance for the regular blessings. If we're going to ask him shelo kederach hateva, you got to go straight to the king. But you would think if it's shelo kederach, if it's kederach hateva, we just want to have normal parnasa. We want to be able to have enough so we can go to the assistants. We can not have to go to directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what he says. When we go up to Beis HaMikdash, we ask for the Tevuah to be good. Uvechag nidonim al amayim, we ask the water. Al HaTevuah v'al HaPeres Ilum v'al amayim, al Zeh Kasav, Sheyur Panim Bazar al Pnei HaAdon, Pratei HaMashgiach al Avodav, HaNeimonim v'chashunim v'einav HaTshuhu v'atzmu mashgiach HaPanasasam HaSpachat Sochem. Not only is Hashem our Adon, you see, everybody in the world knows that Hashem does the miraculous. But it's only Klal Yisrael that goes to Hashem for the Derech HaTeva, for what seems to be natural. The rest of the world thinks I do that. The farmer, I produce my own food. We know that that also, that's uniquely a Jewish concept. V'nei esbaynu chazal, dekar al karcha in kavanasi, in kavanas avaminu b'shem Adonai, b'shvil shidud HaTeva. He wanted to know what was so special about Eretz Yisrael. Kivan b'zeh Hashem she'ata adon sheli mashkiach prati alai v'ani nosei elecha eini. And that's why Chazal didn't bring it from the earlier pasuk. The earlier pasuk was shelo kederach hateva. V'areze kamalchusa da'ara. Right? If you want to raise at work, you don't go all the way to the boss. You go to the head of your department. But if you have a special connection to the boss, then the first place you're going to go is to the boss, as the Netziv. Klal Yisrael has a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that not only do we go for him for L'malam and HaTeva, but there's an adnus and there's a connection and relationship through the Teva. We ask him to bless us through the Teva. I don't need you to ask your department head. I want you to ask me. It's not only Hashem for the Nisim. So that's why it's Adnus. So the Netziv here is highlighting it. He goes on about this. He says that Klal Yisrael has a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only of what he does for us, Shelo Kederech HaTeva, but even what he does for us, Kederech HaTeva, we have a special connection. Avram Avinu called him Adon. That's Aleph Dal Nun Yud. No one called Hashem Adon until Avram came along. No one asked him even that we should recognize his Adnus through the Teva. That's a uniquely Jewish concept. That's Malchus. Okay, hopefully you can do the rest of it for Homer. And just the very last thing, these last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces are all about the same thing. Very, very interesting. The Netziv, time and time again, says that Avram Avinu was not, in Avram Avinu's early kiruv of life, he was Makari of the world to Hashem, to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism. But when Avram changed his name, Av Hamon Goyim, says the Netziv, Avram Vinu's mission changed and he became Av Hamon Goyim. No longer was Avram preaching Yiddishkeit to the world. He was preaching ethical monotheism. He was preaching Hashem Echad, even to the Goyim. Klal Yisrael's mission to the Goyim is not to make the Goyim Jews. No, the Netziv says. And there's piece after piece. That's the goal of the Jewish people. Not to make the world Jews, no. The Jews have a special connection, but it's to teach the world monotheism. Teach the world that there's a Hashem. Time and time again, really beautiful pieces. Don't have the time now to go into it. Klal Yisrael's mission in the world is to be a Kiddush Hashem, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. We don't want the world to study Torah. We don't want the world to do mitzvahs. We want the world to recognize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Avram, was Av Hamon Goyim. That's the way the Netziv understands, that by sanctifying the name of Hashem and talking about Hashem and talking about God to the world, this is the theme and the lesson of Klai, so hopefully we can do the rest homework. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we all look to our leader Avram to be well-versed in the study of Torah, to be our cherev. The study of Torah is our cherev against the Yetzer Hara. The study of Torah is our cherev to protect us in the world from chaloyim, from yisurim. And the study of Torah should taka be megan and protect us. And in that way, we should also end up being the orla goyim, that the goyim should see what a life with one Hashem is. Not only the Hashem in the miraculous, but Klal Yisrael has a special benefit to connect to Hashem through the Teva. This is what the Netziv highlights here in the Adon. So hopefully we should learn these lessons and take them into our lives. Rabbi Mordechai, we said at the beginning, the learning should be a zechus for refuah shleima. Again, what was it? It was a Naftali Yosef Benita. What was the name, Mordechai? Yeah, Naftali Yosef Benita. Have a refuah shleima bez Hashem. We should be zeicher to keep on celebrating Simcha and learning together at BS Goa. Thank you very much for coming. Everyone should have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Rabbi Kamensky.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.